Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Hurricane Nicole slammed into Florida's east coast this morning, then was quickly downgraded to a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg.
Nicole made landfall along the east coast of Florida around Vero Beach at about 3 a.m. this morning, and now it's moving further inland, so its winds have decreased a bit.
The AP's Donna Warder has more.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says Nicole's winds have come down a bit, but it's still a large storm.
That large wind field is still producing storm surge problems along portions of the east coast of Florida, up into Georgia and South Carolina. And then even later today, we'll see some storm surge flooding in the Apalachee Bay area of Florida.
Berg says Nicole is expected to continue moving across central Florida, possibly emerge over the far northeastern Gulf of Mexico this afternoon, and then move across the Florida Panhandle and Georgia tonight into Friday. I'm Donna Warder.
We're still waiting to see which party will have the majority in Congress. Republicans are closer to a narrow House majority. Control of the Senate depends on a few close races. President Biden says he knows how voters in these midterm elections feel after analysts said that Americans were frustrated over inflation and his leadership.
They are still frustrated. I get it. I understand it's been a really tough few years in this country for so many people.
The Labor Department is expected to report today that consumer prices jumped 8% from 12 months earlier and by a sharp 0.6% from September to October. Gas, of course, is among the items that's been getting more expensive. Gas is $3.80 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's up 3 cents in a week, but down 11 cents in a month. A year ago, gas was $3.41 a gallon. That's according to the AAA. This is AP News. And now, who won't show up at the G20 summit in Indonesia next week? The AP's Karen Shamas is overseas with this story and some background.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin will not attend the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia. The news that Putin would not attend the G20 meeting was announced by an Indonesian government official. The move would enable the Russian leader to avoid a possible clash with the United States and its allies over the war in Ukraine. The summit would have been the first time President Joe Biden and President Putin were together at a gathering since the start of the Russian war in Ukraine. The event will take place on the Indonesian island of Bali and will start on November the 15th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Drinks are on the house at this year's UN climate talks, and the price of food will be slashed in half, says Egypt's foreign minister, following complaints from delegates that they were struggling to get food and water during the event. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Luke Combs keeps the Entertainer of the Year title for a second year at the Country Music Association Awards. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Let's get some candy. Luke Combs won Entertainer and Album of the Year at the CMAs on ABC, and he says life's pretty good.
Country sounded more country than it has in a long time tonight.
Lainey Wilson won the awards for Female Vocalist and New Artist. She says her trophy is a triumph.
This right here is for everybody who has believed in me and a little bit for the ones who even didn't.
He never left home.
Chris Stapleton won the Male Vocalist Award, but his real moment of the night was his performance with Patti Loveless, who had the audience spellbound.
AP Sports. I'm John Leatherby. Orlando found some magic to stop Luka Doncic. The Mavericks star was held to a season-low 24 points as Dallas fell by a final of 94-87.
We got to play better as a team, especially against those kind of teams. We always say before a game, but then we don't do it. It's a game that later we're going to regret. And, you know, they were good defensively today, but we got to be way better.
In Boston, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Sam Hauser helped keep the Celtics rolling with a 128-112 win over the Pistons.
Tatum had 31 points and 5 assists, scoring 16 in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter and 26 after halftime. Brown finished with 30 points and 7 rebounds, and Hauser added a career-high 24 points off the bench. Jaden Ivey had 19 points and 10 rebounds in Detroit's fourth loss in 5 games. Cade Cunningham was 1 of 11 from the field and scoring a season-low 4 points.
There's the AP Radio's Dave Ferry. Other winners included Portland, Denver, Utah, the Nets over the Knicks, Toronto, New Orleans, and Phoenix, Milwaukee, the Grizzlies, the Clippers, and Sacramento. NFL Sean McDermott says Josh Allen will miss practice because of an injury to his throwing elbow, but the Bills quarterback could play against the NFC North leading Minnesota Vikings this weekend. NHL, 4 games in Washington. The Penguins got 3 second period goals, and Casey DeSmith made 24 saves as Pittsburgh snapped a 7-game losing streak, beating the Capitals by a final of 4-1.
The Pens got goals from Jason Zucker, Brock McGinn, and Jeff Petrie to lead 3-0 after 2 periods. McGinn said it felt good to break the slide.
I think everybody in here is happy about that. I think we've been taking some good strides the last couple games to try and get this win, and I think everybody's a little relieved and happy that we came out tonight and got one.
There's correspondent Craig Heist. The other winners, the Ducks, Panthers, and Canadiens. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Control of the Senate is still up for grabs, with no winner yet in Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. In Georgia,
I'll ask the voters to come out and vote one last time.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there will be a runoff December 6th between the incumbent, Democrat Raphael Warnock, and Republican Herschel Walker.
Our office has already begun the behind-scenes work to start building the ballots. So ballots are being built as we speak, and counties are making preparations.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson has won another term. Voters in Massachusetts approved an amendment to the state constitution that will increase taxes on those earning more than $1 million a year.
Voters backed abortion access in a handful of midterm ballot measures. A dozen states have passed heavy restrictions on abortions, but when it was brought to the ballot box, voters in both conservative and liberal states backed abortion access. In reliably red Kentucky, an abortion ban remains in place, but voters defeated a measure known as Amendment 2, leaving open the possibility of a successful court challenge. Rachel Sweet is the campaign manager for Protect Kentucky Access.
When voters get to decide directly on an issue, they will, you know, generally overwhelmingly support the right to access safe and legal abortion.
Voters enshrined abortion rights in the state constitutions of California and Vermont, as well as the battleground state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats used the issue in their campaigns.
A place where women make their own decisions.
Tuesday's outcome echoed results in conservative Kansas, where clinics are overwhelmed with abortion patients from nearby states. In August, voters there rejected a change that would have let lawmakers tighten restrictions or ban abortions entirely. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia's military says it is withdrawing from Kherson in Ukraine.
The top Russian military commander in Ukraine has reported to Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu that it was now impossible to deliver supplies to the city of Kherson and other areas on the western bank of the Dnieper River that it lies on. Shoigu has agreed with his proposal to retreat and set up defences on the eastern bank. Ukrainian authorities have not immediately confirmed the move. President Volodymyr Zelensky has suggested in recent days that the Russians were feigning a pullout from Kherson in order to lure the Ukrainian army into an entrenched battle. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The parent company of Facebook, Meta, says it's laying off 11,000 workers. The AP's Barbara Ortete explains why.
He says online advertising, economic trends are all part of the reason. But the company's also seeing increased competition, especially from TikTok and Instagram. It's not holding people's attention as much right now.
Twitter began adding gray official labels to some high-profile accounts to indicate that they are authentic. A few hours later, the labels started disappearing. The rollout by Elon Musk's company appears arbitrary. This is AP News. The hurricane forecast for Florida is forcing NASA to delay a moon rocket launch again.
NASA was aiming for an Artemis launch from the Kennedy Space Center Monday, but now says it's pushing that back to Wednesday at the earliest because of Nicole, threatening to hit Florida's east coast around midnight as a hurricane. Evacuations are underway, and the National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi says warnings are in effect from Boca Raton to around Daytona Beach.
Strong tropical storm category 1 hurricane is expected to be the landfall intensity, and up there near the Cape Canaveral area, the hurricane conditions are possible.
Fuel leaks have kept the rocket grounded since August. Then Hurricane Ian forced it back to the hangar. It's now back on the launch pad. NASA said the rocket is designed to withstand heavy rains and high wind. I'm Julie Walker.
Fresh off winning the World Series, Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker has agreed to a one-year contract to remain with the team next season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
A climate activist's press conference on the sidelines of COP27 has called for no new fossil fuel projects in Africa. Climate activist and UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador Vanessa Nakete has warned against such projects on the African continent.
To those who have come to COP27 with the intention of promoting new fossil fuels, I say, no, we will not let you gas Africa. Gas is a dangerous distraction for Africa.
Nakati fears any new fossil fuel projects would soon become stranded assets, which would leave African countries with debt piled upon debt.
The oil and gas they dig up will be shipped straight back to countries in the global north, and the profits in the pockets of the multinational oil and gas companies.
Other young activists have expressed concern for their future and say those responsible for climate change aren't doing enough to help. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The plight of turtles is expected to get plenty of attention at an upcoming wildlife trade conference. Freshwater turtles are among the world's most trafficked animals. Environmental police detective Harold Geis says an intern working with him had been doing a lot of internet research.
He came across a Craigslist ad, which was someone offering up some turtles for sale. And we went from there.
Police arrested the seller of some tiny turtles after arranging an undercover buy at his house. Poaching is driven by growing demand for turtles. Lou Perotti is director of conservation programs at Rhode Island's Roger Williams Zoo.
It's getting ruthless where we're seeing thousands of turtles leaving the United States on an annual basis.
Perotti says this can't go on.
Turtle populations cannot take that kind of a hit with that much removal coming out of the wild.
One study found over half of living turtles and tortoise species are at risk of extinction. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the first head-to-head comparison, mindfulness meditation worked as well as a standard drug for treating anxiety. A study with about 200 adults over 6 months tested a widely used mindfulness program that included 2.5 hours of classes weekly and 45 minutes of daily practice at home. Participants were randomly assigned to the program or daily use of a generic drug sold under the brand name Lexapro for depression and anxiety. After 2 months, anxiety as measured on a severity scale declined by about 30% in both groups and continued to decrease during the following 4 months. The study was published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.